Sean's on the line with us. He's a regular with us here. He appears on a regular basis on Floor Radio. He is Research Director at Catalina Research. And how are you this morning, Stuart?
We're doing fine here.
You know, I always feel really jealous when I talk to you because I know you're down there in Florida on the beach looking out the window at the ocean.
And yeah, that's all I get to do.
Just look at it, well.
Yeah, I get to look at it, and then I got to look at all that flooring data and see what's going on in the world.
Well, that's a whole lot better than most of us here who don't have a chance to look at the ocean and run down there if we want to for a short break. Anyway, this morning we're going to talk about the economy, progress that's going on in the floor covering business, what's ahead in the floor covering business. I'm going to ask you a question about the recent election. And also, the last time we talked, you were on Floor Radio with Steve Simonson. You were talking about online sales and the floor covering industry and changes that are ahead. What sort of changes you expect to see in terms of digital sales from the floor covering industry?
We're probably at the beginning of what are called true digital sales. You have internet companies, home furnishing companies like Wayfair and Build-A-Rec that are now partnering with the major floor covering manufacturers and suppliers, also linking the customers with installers. And that's a different animal than, 5 years ago when maybe just Home Depot put up some flooring that you could buy on, instead of going to the store or doing the final ordering online, or an area rug supplier letting you, test an area rug in your house. This is really integrating the whole flooring purchasing process from design to purchase to installation, and that's a much different animal than we've seen before. My feeling going forward, that really could disrupt the whole distribution model that we see in flooring today of the major manufacturers, having warehouses and distribution centers across the country, supplying distributors and retailers, and finally, to the various consumers. Some of those layers of distribution channels, could disappear as this type of integrated internet selling becomes more of the norm.
Well, certainly the big players online, you mentioned Wayfair and the others, BuildDirect and Amazon, they obviously are going to be attracting a larger part of this industry, are they not?
They will if they are able to, as I said, integrate the whole process. Even if you think of virtual reality today, what's in there? I mean, people could redecorate their house and see how it's all going to look before they even start, instead of, going to a store and getting samples and laying it around your house and then going back and, being a very cumbersome, slow process. All these technologies are starting to be utilized in the home furnishings industry, obviously the internet and online sales has disrupted many different areas. We saw clothing you couldn't buy, you had to try it on, and then, the internet is definitely, and digital marketing is definitely disrupting that whole sector of the economy. So that is starting to show up in the flooring business. And as I said, looking forward, 5-10 years from now, looking back and saying, wow, what a disruptive force that was. And, X, Y, and Z happened, just as we saw the home centers come on and Lowe's and Home Depot, blanketed the United States with these huge home center superstores, and the channels of flooring distribution changed. The same thing can happen. I mean, whether the manufacturers themselves do this directly or you develop chains of retail outlets that can do this, whatever it is, it's going to be disruptive, and I'm sure there's going to be new players and new models coming on in flooring distribution.
So as this happens in the floor covering business, do you expect that the manufacturers will be seeking ways to include the independent retailer in this some way or another? You mentioned disruptions in the channels of distribution.
In total. only will be positive for the economy, and especially positive for housing and commercial construction.
I gotcha.
This will conclude the first part of a three-part series featuring Stuart Hirshhorn, Research Director at Catalina Research. We'll have the second part of this coming Tuesday. This is Flow Radio.